Welcome to the episode 2 of 2020 on Myanmar, a podcast where we cover news related to Myanmar democracy revolution and the atrocity committed by the military junta. I am your host, Ion Bear. If you're listening the podcast on Spotify or YouTube, we'd love to hear your feedback on the episode. If there's anything you'd like to comment or provide feedback regarding to the quality of the sound or the topic of the episode, please feel free to comment down below. If you'd like to reach out to us by our social media, I'll link everything down below in the description box. Before we get into today's episode, I'd like to ask the audience a question. It might sound very extreme, but I think it is necessary to give you all the context and some perspective. What is the one tradition of your culture that you hold so dear to your heart? The one tradition that warms your heart, puts smiles on your family, and just reminds you of joy and happy memories? Is it Thanksgiving? Christmas, Lunar New Year, or is it something else? Imagine a scenario where your choice of celebrating that tradition being taken away by a group of people and have it replace it with grief, despair, and sadness. Now, imagine another scenario. When people are praying for a mass shooting where the victims of said shootings are of your flesh and blood, would it be socially responsible to throw a party across the street with DJs and entertainers right across where the prayers are happening? Imagine seeing so many familiar faces at the party, enjoying themselves, knowingly and blatantly ignoring the tragedy that has befallen you. Combine all these scenarios into one where all of them are playing out simultaneously. How would you feel? Would you believe that there is a country of people who are unfortunate enough to be experiencing this right now? If you're guessing it's Myanmar, you are 100% correct. The people of Myanmar, including me, we are unable to celebrate our traditional New Year festival, which is known as Thinjan, for 4 consecutive years. During 2020, it was due to COVID. So for public health reasons, we were unable to celebrate it. However, from 2021 onwards, it was our choice not to celebrate it because we have been fighting against the military dictatorship. Instead of a joyous traditional occasion, it feels like this is a constant reminder that our fight against the military junta is still on. So we started calling it Revolution Thinjan. In fact, Thinjan is a time where Myanmar people mark the transition of one year to another. It is the New Year period according to our ancestral Myanmar calendar. The festival is usually held in mid-April and marks the beginning of the traditional New Year. The main activity in Thinjan is throwing and pouring water on each other, which basically symbolizes the washing away of bad luck and misfortune from the previous year. People take to the streets to drench each other with water using water gun, buckets, and hoses. In addition to this, Thinjan is also a time for family reunions, temple visits, and other cultural activities. People clean their homes and pay their respect to Buddha by pouring water over Buddha images at temples. Communities come together, volunteering for beneficial activity for the elderly. Overall, the Thinjan festival is an important part of the cultural heritage of Myanmar. In fact, it is not just for Myanmar, it is also for other Southeast Asian countries including Thailand, Laos, and Cambodia. It might be best known as Songkran or Sankrata in this country. I do envy to the people in this country. They get to celebrate their New Year like they are supposed to. even though the Songkran Festival celebration were postponed in 2020 and 2021 due to COVID. The celebration resumed in 2022 under the new normal situation. Us, on the other hand, had to fight our own enemy, which is the military junta. Until then, until we win the fight, I don't think we will be able to celebrate Dingjian like we used to. The military junta, on the other hand, was trying so hard to normalize things and trying to force people to come out to celebrate Dingjian since the coup. However, every year, there will be social media campaign and physical campaigns encouraging the people of Myanmar to boycott the Dingjian festival hosted by the military junta. This year, for the 2023 Myanmar Dingjian, the military junta has gone all out in their efforts by opening all fronts of their tactics to force the people to come out and celebrate Dingjian. First, they forcefully collect the money from local businesses so they could raise the fund to build Dingjian stage pavilions. There are reports that stated that this has happened in many parts of the country. The military also pressured the remaining civil servant under their control not to travel or go back to their native to reunite with the family. Instead, they must remain at their posts and participate in their Dingjian activities. Basically, the military junta had built big Dingjian stages in most of the major cities that are under their control. They managed to get some Myanmar celebrities and public figures to be at their designated Dingjian stage in different regions. Just a few days before Dingjian officially commenced, on 8 April 2023, the military conducted the airstrike to a small village in Chin State. Similarly, on 11 April 2023, they opened an airstrike to Brzezi village, which is dubbed as the deadliest airstrike in Myanmar modern history. I've talked about the Brzezi massacre in episode 1. And these two are just the most recent attacks on civilians by the military junta. They have many, many more. After causing the deadliest massacre in Myanmar modern history, the military junta and their accomplices go on with their Dingjian plan, like it was not them who just committed the most heinous crime in Myanmar modern history. They were seen at the opening ceremonies, playing waters, enjoying the performances from the celebrities and other performers. I'm not surprised by the fact that members of the military juntas and their accomplices are there. We know how cold-hearted and how cold-blooded they are. But I am a little bit surprised to see some of the familiar celebrity faces there, even those who joined with the people during the initial stage of the revolution were present at the Dingjian celebration with junta. I'd like to give them the benefit of the doubt. Were they forced to attend these events? Were they threatened? But what if this has been their true color all along? In my opinion, celebrities and artists can play a variety of roles for the people and for a country. They could be the source of entertainment through their movies, their music, and their art forms. They could be inspiration to the people, depending on how they use their platform for the good cause. And for obvious reason, they could also create economic impact through their endorsement or brand deals or commercials. Lastly, they could also be the cultural ambassador for the country, representing the country on the world stage. I understand that the celebrities are not obligated to play any particular roles for their fans, for the people, or even for their country. Ultimately, the way in which a celebrity chooses to use their platform and their influence is up to them. But what if the celebrity chose to ignore the voice of the people and side with a dictatorship? What could happen? And what would happen to them? And here's a few things that I think. Loss of credibility. criticism from domestic and international community. And obviously, their act could be undermining democracy, and they will be turning a blind eye to the human rights abuses committed by the military junta. For the sake of this episode, I would like to categorize Myanmar celebrities into three groups. First, those who did not participate or pretend to participate in the initial stage of revolution and then remain silent after all. Let's call them junta celebrities. Second, those who switched sides. Even though they were actively involved in the revolution in the beginning, later they switched sides to the military. Let's call them buffooneries. Third, the celebrity who actively involved in the democracy revolution, starting from the beginning and up until now. And let's call them people's celebrities. If someone thinks that why any celebrity would collude with the military junta if they are going to receive such backlash and criticism from the international and domestic community, you'd be wrong. There are many celebrities who chose to turn a blind eye to the military junta brutal killings to the innocent people and side with the military junta for their own financial gain. Let's just look at the most recent Thinjiang festival in April 2023. Earlier in this episode, I've talked about how they prepared 2023 Thinjiang, and when the time came, even after their mass killing of innocent civilians, there are celebrities and public figures who were present at those Thinjiang stages, smiling all ear with the military junta. Apparently, there are 39 of them. This is only the well-known celebrities, such as the actors, comedian, vocalist, and public figure. The list do not include other social media famous, TikTok famous, Facebook famous public figures or influencer. If we are going to include them, it will be about 70 or 80 people in the list. Some of the celebrities in the list are hardcore military fans. They come from the military background. However, majority of the celebrities in the list actually involved in the protest together with the people. If we compare the list of like the people celebrities and the junta celebrity, for obvious reason, the junta celebrity are much more in this stage. For me, this is not a surprise. The celebrities and military do have a long history of colluding with each other to mutually exploit the citizen of the country. In my opinion, anyone who was born in the early 1990s and early 2000s will have a hard time growing up. They have to grow up a very heavy propaganda agenda, which is set by the military junta. Back in the days, there are only two TV channels. They are not even 24 hours. If I remember correctly, the program starts at 4 p.m. in the afternoon and will finish around 10:30 or 11 p.m., depending on the news segment. During this short on-air time, in addition to the set news segment filled with the generals of the military junta, meaning that visits and their walk and their meetings, there will be military propaganda about how great the military is in various formats, like through the music video, through the movies, or there's a propaganda song that I remember hearing on repeat on Myanmar television and radio. I don't exactly remember which year was it, in 1996 or 1997, could be earlier. The song was composed by one of the military junta soldiers and sung by this man named Accordion Onjo. And it goes like this. Siwaye peksura doma muba tiyanzatari podemyi. Basically, what the lyric is saying is, we do not care, or we do not affected by the economic sanctions or economic blockade. We live in the land of abundant natural resources. Need I say more how they love to exploit the whole country? Apparently, it is reported that the former general Kinyon and Tan Shui, they both love the song so much, they ordered the television and the radio station to air the song on a regular basis. Back in the day, there was a formula for winning Academy Awards in motion picture. You basically need to star in a military junta propaganda movie, or something that showcases family value, or Burmese traditional value. Otherwise, chances of winning the Academy Awards is very thin. So, there will be military propaganda movie coming out every other year. The actor, producer, and other technician that are a part of the movie will win Academy Awards for that particular year. And of course, this propaganda movie which win the Academy Awards will then be aired on national television, because these are the best movie that win the Academy for that particular year, so they need to honor this movie. Another way to waste the country taxpayer money and resources are to make propaganda music video about a 30 feet long bridge opening ceremony, or the opening ceremony of a reservoir or irrigation tracks. Allegedly, back in the day, these director, performer, and vocalist and technician, they will be awarded with some sort of benefit for doing such propaganda project. For example, they will be given a big plot of land in the new development zone, or business permits, or some sort of social recognition awards. Most of the people, especially the young one who are watching this propaganda movie, music videos, or any clips about the military doing good deeds, they will not even realize these were propaganda. They might just think this is another movie, another song, or another activity, another good deeds that the military junta is giving back to the country. Even if they knew these were propaganda, they are somehow influenced by it. Because these young people were not affected by the military junta brutality. They have not experienced, or they have not heard anything about the military junta killing the people in other part of the country. This news did not come out. There's a proof that these propaganda basically work. Being in the Asian society, you will be considered only as a good son or a good daughter if your education is in the medical field or engineering field. But in Myanmar, there are these children who want to become soldier. I mean, it's not a bad thing wanting to become a soldier in other country. In Myanmar, they do not know what the soldier do. They do not know what the military junta is doing. I'm not blaming the child for wanting to become a soldier, because this child has been influenced. What the child see on TVs and movies are all gold. The soldier that they see on TVs or movies are very truthful, highly respected by the society around them. Being a soldier is all the good thing that the society stands for. In this movie, in this TV program. But in reality, it is a complete opposite. But they do not know, because the TV or the movie do not show those parts. What I'm trying to say in here is, celebrities and public figures had a very long history of colluding with the military junta. It goes way, way back to the early 1990s. It is obvious that the military junta think everything in the country is for them to exploit. It belongs to them. For the celebrities, they are gaining fame and other benefit for colluding with the military junta. So they are able to turn a blind eye to what the military junta is doing to the people and let themselves be used as a propaganda tool for the junta. The public, on the other hand, is basically the subject to be mutually exploited by the military junta and also for the celebrities. Earlier, I've talked about the potential outcome for celebrity when they are colluding with the military dictatorship. And I'm confident that the celebrity, they do know they would be getting backlash for colluding with the military junta, but I do not think they care. For them, credibility is not an issue. Criticism from international or domestic community doesn't mean anything to them. They might just think people might forget one day. They wouldn't care if they are undermining democracy, if they are able to make a living. They do not care about human rights abuses, as long as it doesn't affect them directly. Then, there come the second class of celebrity, the buffooneries who switch sides. During the beginning of the Spring Revolution, they were with the people. They were chased down by the military. Some got arrested, even got jailed. Some escaped to another country, through the border. For those who got arrested and jailed, even after they got released by the pardon, they had to remain silent. I think they were put under the radar of the military junta. They cannot do anything. I do not want to discredit their effort in the Spring Revolution. So I don't think it is fair to say them they switched sides because they remained silent after they were released. Allegedly, there's a secret order from the military barring this celebrity from leaving the country. But there's this actor who was able to bypass the restriction imposed by the military junta. He is very much adored by the young female fan, not just in Myanmar, but also in other countries. He was quite active in the beginning of the Spring Revolution. He got arrested and got jailed, and later he got released in 2022 with a pardon. And of course, the people understand that he will be in a difficult situation. So people do not say anything when he didn't do anything related to the Spring Revolution anymore. We understand that he might be put under the radar. People continue to support him anyway. However, the breaking point came when he was seen at the Tianjin stage. He was smiling all ear with the member of the military junta. People felt betrayed. So people started boycotting his other work. Mind you, he's one of the brand ambassadors of Samsung. People from Myanmar went onto Samsung Facebook page demanding to break the contract with him and remove him as the brand ambassador. Allegedly, it is said that he was attending the event hosted by the military junta in exchange for his travel permit to abroad. Well, he's not alone in this. He did this so he could travel abroad. There are two other buffooneries who did similar things so they could come back to Myanmar. They escaped to another country during the peak of the revolution and the time where the military crackdowns were brutal. So they escaped to another country and they stayed there for almost 2 years. And they decided to come back to the country. In order to do so, they had to sign a guarantee that they will not be doing anything related to the democracy revolution. But what makes people angry to two of them is that they basically released a song that undermined the work of the people involved in the revolution, the people who helped them escape, the people who took care of them during their time while they are abroad. Just because they want to go back to the country and make easy money and turning a blind eye onto the military's brutality and the wrongdoing and the human rights abuses to the citizen of Myanmar, they are doing all that. And this basically also disappoint and anger the people who believe in them, who has helped them in the beginning. All three of them, they were seen smiling ear to ear with the military junta. Their true colors were shown. Apparently, there's a petition on change.org that demands Samsung to remove these two buffoonery as the brand ambassador of Samsung. If you'd like to check it out, I'll link that in the description box down below. Please feel free to go and check it out. So let's talk about the people celebrity. When the military began these brutal crackdowns, I think it is a time when it actually created a clear divide between the celebrities that joined the protest as a PR stunt and the celebrities who are actually passionate about the cause. Unlike the buffoonaries who switched sides, these people celebrities stay true to themselves and stick with the people. They had been very active in the beginning and still active up until now, and they still continue to be the major pillar to aspire the people to continue to fight with the military junta. So there's this anti-junta Xinjiang campaign encouraging the people not to participate in this year Xinjiang initiated by the military junta. The performance was produced by Public Voice and Television, PVTV, an organization formed by the Ministry of Communication, Information and Technology under the National Unity Government. Well-known female actor Chi Tu Wei, Ban Piu Tu, Mia Ning Yi Luin, and Mia No A performed the dance, and it was directed by Gu Bao, who is also a well-known film director in Myanmar. I'll link their anti-junta Xinjiang performance in the description box down below. Please go see their performance, that guaranteed to give you shiver down in your spine and feel the pain of Myanmar people. There's a very short poem at the beginning of their performance that stuck with me up until now. Allow me to read it out in Burmese first and then give you my version of translation to that poem. Here it goes. Anna Yimu Mixa Yu Jiao The Jamasin Balloon Yu Ada O Mao The Yu Piao Ke Chito De Jan Ain Bian Yu Bo Keke Janta Kayi Lango Antu Piaku Artiku. The direct translation of this couplet poem would be, because of this power hungry devilish person, Indra God is not coming down to earth this new year. The meaning and characteristic of Xinjiang is lost. We couldn't even put flower pot to welcome the new year like we used to. For us to bring back our beloved tradition, Xinjiang New Year celebration, a very difficult road is up ahead, and we have to endure the pain and the hardship along the way. Until then, this is Anti Xinjiang for all of us. I think this poem really resonates with millions of Myanmar citizens as of now, especially the young people who joined the Public Defense Forces. They had joined the People Defense Forces with the ambition to reclaim the power back to the people. In other words, to reclaim democracy back to the Myanmar citizen. It wouldn't be a road that is filled with flower and green grass. With the recent incident happened before Xinjiang, this performance touched majorities of Myanmar citizen hearts. It received a collective view of over 2 million across different platforms in the period of 10 days after posting it. I'd like to thank these celebrity, artists, and organizers for being committed to their beliefs and standing together with us. I'd like to take this opportunity to pay homage to our fallen hero, Zia Tao, who is a celebrity that turned into politician. Zia Tao is well known for being a member of hip-hop pioneer group Acid, and his nickname is Nitrate Acid. He rose to fame with their debut album The Beginning in 2000. But in 2007, during the Saffron Revolution, he founded Generation Whip together with three others to begin his activism against the military dictatorship. One of his well-known campaigns is that the CNG bumper campaign. CNG generally stands for compressed neutral gas. But in their case, this referred to as change new government. Because of this, he was arrested in March 2008. Before he was sentenced to jail, this is what he has to say to the press. I feel sad, but not because of my imprisonment. I feel sad for the future of our country and the people. When I think about these facts, these words came from my heart. I wish to say to people, have the courage to reject the things you don't like, and even if you don't dare to openly support the right thing, don't support the wrong thing. He was released from jail on May 2011. In 2012, his political career began. From 2012 to 2021, he was a member of Myanmar Parliament. I've met him a couple of times, and I could say that he is one of the most humble human beings that I have ever met. On top of that, he's very articulate at presenting his point of views, even if his views are different from the others. He's a very good public speaker, as well as a very good politician, in my opinion. Because of his involvement in Spring Revolution and the Democracy Revolution, he was arrested in November 2021. And he became one of the four political prisoners to be executed in 2022. The execution is an act that has not been done for a very long time. The last time they executed a political prisoner was back in 1976. Even though the decision to execute Zeyathor and three other prisoners were strongly opposed by the people of Myanmar and the international community, the military junta did it anyway. He was executed in Insein prison on 22 July 2022. On the other hand, the military junta is basically awarding the celebrities, the artists, and the people who are colluding with them with like different forms of social recognition awards. Basically, they are trying to convey the message to the people that if you continue to support the revolution, this is the path that you have to walk. Well, people with a fainted heart or a selfish mind would fall for these tricks, and we can clearly see that who has fallen for these tricks. On behalf of our Myanmar citizen, I would like to thank these people's celebrities for their courage and for being with us to fight against the military junta. I talk about what are the roles of celebrities in the beginning of the episode, which they are not totally obligated to adapt. But I think the people's celebrities have checked at least one box, if not all of them. Thank you very much for being with us through thick and thin. I have huge respect for all of you guys. I'd like to conclude today's episode with what Pai Phyuthu has said on her Facebook page regarding about going back to the country and switching side so she could live comfortably at her home, right? It goes as follows. Do you mean I have to admit I made a mistake because I follow my heart? And I would be able to go back home and live comfortably and continue to do my work if I sign the guarantee that I will not do such things again? Some are already dead. Some are already in jail. Some have to drop everything and hold the firearms. These people cannot go back. They are separated from their family, their loved ones. They do not get to do the job that they love anymore. How could I face these people if I decided to go back? I'll take the title of a loser. But please, don't let me become a betrayer. I will not go back until we win this revolution. Alright, that's all for this week's episode. I would like to apologize for posting it 2 days late. Actually, we did post it on Thursday in video podcasting format, but for some reason it did not go through, so I have to re-record everything in voice format and re-uploaded it. If you have anything to say about this week's episode or provide comments or feedbacks on anything, please feel free to do so via the comment sections, or feel free to reach out to us via our social media channel like Twitter, Instagram, or TikTok. See you next time. Thank you very much.